From Delray Beach, Florida, welcome to Life Change Weekend with Dr. Dino Padrone. Hear the stories of individuals who, through their conversion experiences, books written, ministry served, special truths from Scripture, or trips taken, tell their story. These stories and teachings are life-changing. So thank you for joining us, and get set for some life change. Here is your host, Dr. Dino Padrone.
Thank you so much, and I am delighted you're listening into Life Change Weekend. I trust that wherever you may be at, that you're being blessed today. It's a wonderful thing to be able to serve the Lord. And here with our ministry, we have the daily Bible study Monday through Friday. And on Saturday, we always bring in various guests to talk to. And some really aren't guests. They're really part of our family, part of our team. And today I have Rick Ramsey with me. Rick has an independent ministry of his own. And also, he's the international director of our ministry overseas, and we have Rick on quite often to talk about what's going on with some of our ministry overseas and to share with us some insights and updates concerning missions. So, Rick, it's good to have you on, and you're in Virginia, right?
Yeah, it's good to be back with you, Dino, and yeah, we're in cold Virginia today, although it looks beautiful out my window, sun shining and so on. But it's in the mid-40s, and if we had 18 degrees this morning, 'tis the season for chilly weather in Virginia.
I went for a walk a little while ago, Rick. I usually go in the morning. I couldn't go this morning. I went for a walk, and we have a wind blowing off the ocean. We don't live too far from the ocean, and after a while, I thought, I'm just going to go back to the house. Gave me a good excuse to get out of that wind, and I didn't have to walk so far today. Well, we want to talk about some things that are heavy on your heart and my heart. And one of those, of course, is the situation in Myanmar. We support 10 pastors there. Give us an update of what's going on there, Rick, and maybe update us in the way that some of the people may not know much about the ministry.
Well, you know, some of the people who are listening probably are aware of our Myanmar ministry and the pastors that we're supporting there. And I'm really excited that God has enabled us to be able to support these 10 pastors over there, as well as the ministry of Pastor Munn with a seminary that he has and the orphanage that he has. And we're able to be a blessing to them. And then in the last, probably since the last time I was on with you, I've been able to go there via Zoom and speak to them. I just finished a series on Barnabas, and we're working toward at some point having a conference via Zoom with the pastors when we can work all the details and make sure things are working well. But praise the Lord, on the ministry side, good things are happening despite difficulties on the world side of it.
Yeah, it's amazing when persecution comes and troubles come, what the Lord does, isn't it? It's just an amazing thing. So politically, I know there was concern, has been concern for a while with the coup. Update us on that, Rick. What's going on?
You know, I was just watching a video this morning from Sky News, which is pretty legitimate, affiliated with Fox News, I believe, in England, and they were, you know, talking about some of the atrocities that the people over there are dealing with by the hand of their government, their military. Of course, after the coup, the military took over, and it has been really, really difficult. But the opposition, amazingly, are pushing the military back. And so there's some positive things happening. But that being said, many of these villages, if they tell them not to congregate in groups of more than 10 outside, because they'll bomb them. They'll go in and rape the women and destroy the village, and they don't even care whether it's a known medical facility or not. And I noticed a Catholic church was destroyed. So there's a lot of negativity there from the political world, but God works in difficult environments. He always has. You know, the early church, they, under persecution, started spreading the gospel around the world. So that's the positive in the negative.
Yeah, you know, I think, Rick, of that tragedy in Maine a few days ago, and, you know, I think of those families that would just, that's a scar in their life for years, and I think of what's going on right now, Israel, and what happening in Gaza. Then I think of the Ukraine and Russia. A lot of wars around, aren't there, Rick?
Yes, it's almost prophetic, isn't it? You know, we think of Matthew 24 when he talked about there'd be wars and rumors of wars, and they're not hard to find at all in the world today. And it's very ominous on the one hand and exciting on the other when we think about the Lord coming. You know, when people are in trouble and are fearful of their lives, they're very much more willing, if my grammar is correct there, to hear the gospel message of some hope. And you have a sermon that you preach about hope that has been a blessing to me as I think of it from time to time. And that's what people need, and we're thankful to be a part of a ministry in Myanmar that is giving people hope.
Yeah, you know, Rick, when you say that, I remember, as I'm sure you do, with the church you pastored, that I was in Miami church. We had two campuses there at 9/11. For 5 weeks, we literally couldn't get the people in the buildings. And it was like after 5 weeks, it was just back to normal again, just back to normal. And it makes you wonder sometimes what, you know, we as human beings, none of us want war, none of us want suffering, we all want peace, I'm sure, but it makes you really stop and think of what it's going to take to wake us up sometimes, doesn't it?
Absolutely, and the nation that turns away from God can expect God to allow circumstances to come into the world that will get their attention, and most of the world, it appears, have turned away from God. But I always try to look on the positive side. You know, the Lord's coming, and saints are being encouraged and provided for, and sinners are being saved, so I'm thankful for that.
Yeah, that's good, Rick. You're listening into Life Change Weekend. This is Dino Padrone talking to you here from Delray Beach from Virginia. We have our Director of Overseas Missions at our ministry, Rick Ramsey, with us. And Rick, tell us a little bit about how the support has been coming. How long have we been doing this, sending money over to Myanmar? I don't remember how long. Did you remember how long we've been doing this?
Well, you know, my first visit there was in 2020. It's 3.5 years ago now, which is amazing. Pre-COVID, or in the midst of COVID, really the beginning of COVID. But you had been there in 2017, and I know that you had been sending funds to them occasionally. But we've been trying to raise this support for that 3.5 years. And, you know, it's individuals that will send a check. You receive most of that and are more aware of the specifics of the individual support. But also, we have several churches now that are supporting us on a monthly basis. It is vital. An individual over there, the average income in 2018 was $1,100 a year.
Boy.
So this is a poor country.
Boy.
And these pastors, when they get $100 a month from us, or $300 a quarter is the way we're doing it, I mean, that's the extent of their income. And then they share it. Now, I'm going to share with you some letters here in a minute. And they share it with the people in their churches and refugees, and so it's a lifeline to them, and I'm so grateful for how God uses that in people in our ministry.
Well, you know, it's interesting, Rick. We've been doing this then 6 years, over 6 years, I guess, and we've never come short in any month. I remember recently I talked to you about it. We were just short. We didn't have it. I remember you had a big check that you had received. And here we had the money again. And there's something about, it's almost like faith promise. You know, there's different kinds of giving in the Bible, but the faith promise concept, you believe God and believe it by faith, and it comes in. It's really remarkable. So, yeah, that's wonderful. You have letters. I'd love to hear some of those, Rick.
All right. I can't take time to read all of them in detail, but what a wonderful thing. Every time we send funds, which is every quarter, we receive a notification that says each pastor received their funds. They signed that they received them so that everything's on the up and up. And then they'll send us a letter reporting on what they're doing. So this one in particular is from Pastor Samuel. I won't try to give the last name, from Carmel Baptist Church. And you may have been there. I was. He says, I give my thanks to our living God who sustains me and strengthens me to stand firm in faith and do more for his kingdom. As we know, gun shooting and bombs bursting are taking place in every corner of Myanmar. I thank God for his protection throughout this 3 months, and enables me to give my quarterly missions report. And then he said, I conducted discipleship training. Many of the young people came to the Lord. He says 12 persons shared their testimony of assurance of salvation. I spent my time visiting house to house. Sometimes it sounds like an American pastor's ministry. I conducted prayer meetings. I was also sharing the love of God to 20 old men and women by giving little gifts, which I had prepared myself to them, and then shared the gospel with them. And that was Pastor Samuel. And then another pastor, Zam, from Kampot Baptist Church, he said, first, I'm very thankful to our God for sustaining me and providing our needs. We are very busy with the refugee people. Their town is located near where the people can go to. They came and stayed 2 months in our village, and now they're returned back to their hometown. Every Sunday I conducted worship, and many of the refugees joined. He said, I visited door-to-door. Every Saturday I conducted prayer meetings to the refugee camp, where even Buddhist people came to know who Jesus was. Every night I prayed with my family for them. We visited the camps, encouraged them through the word, and refugees then were saved and then went back to their camp with their people. And so God brought them there, and then they went back with a whole new heart for God. And then Pastor Lyon at Natha Baptist Church said, again, I thank the Lord for giving me the health and providing for me and my family and for our church. And he tells of visiting the poor people in the villages and the sick people in the hospitals. He went to pray for the sick when I heard they were sick, and gave them the word of God. I went to the hill farm to share the gospel and encourage them. I conducted discipleship training. 17 students attended the discipleship training. 3 of the students accepted the Lord as their Savior, and I thank the Lord. And that's just 3 of the 10. And then Pastor Munn always gives a report of what God's doing in his ministry. And so souls are being saved. And these men are so grateful for how God has used Padron ministry in their lives.
Rick, as you read those, it kind of puts chills up and down my spine. I don't often get chills up and down my spine, but it really does. It's when you think about that little bit of money that we send over. I mean, it's a sacrifice for people here to give it to, but it's just amazing what God is doing there. Rick, if you were to pick 3 prayer requests that our listeners could remember from the ministry in Myanmar, what would be the 3 things?
Well, I suppose for our pastors there would be their encouragement. You know, you think about the spiritual aspects of it. They need encouragement. They're human beings. They're fearful. Their children have to deal with everything that's going on. And so their encouragement along with their protection. And then for their churches and the provision of their needs, they're so poor. And yet God cares about the poor, and he provides for them. I was thinking, you know, last summer, I guess it was, we sent $6,000, I believe it was, over to buy rice. And, I mean, that is a lifeblood to them to have that food supply. And so I'd say pray for their needs there, but primarily probably their protection as well.
Yeah, okay, so encouragement for the pastors, for the poor, and protection. So you to the listeners, if you could just jot those down and remember them. Let me pray for them just for a moment, Rick. Father, we pray for these needs. I pray even now you'll encourage our pastors there. Lord, it's so hard to be encouraged when you're going through these kind of life and death situations. I pray for the poor that you provide for them. Thank you for some of our listeners who send funds in to help with this. And then, Lord, we pray as well for the protection, God's sovereign protection upon the people there. Bless them. In Jesus' name, amen. Rick, give us a Bible truth here today that will help us, maybe a missionary truth that will help us. I would say we got about 6-7 minutes left here. Just give us something straight right out of the Word of God, if you would.
Sure. Before I do that, I did want to say that I want the people out there to know that every dime that they send and market for the pastors in Myanmar goes to the pastors in Myanmar. There's no money taken out for any other aspect, any other thing, and that goes to them. And that's not true everywhere. We don't have a board. We don't have an office. We're just dependent on those people, and I wanted them to get that. Recently, a year or so ago, I got a call on a Friday night. Now, I love corn on the cob. It's probably my favorite food. Interesting little story that when I was in Myanmar, later in the week, they found out that I love corn. And it was a tremendous blessing to go into lunch that day, and they had corn on the cob there for me. And they just watched, and they were ready to surprise me with that corn on the cob. And I got this call on a Friday night, and this individual said to me, he said, Rick, I wanted to tell you that such and such a place is selling white corn, which is my favorite corn. And I said, oh, wonderful. I didn't know that anybody had any this year at all. And so I went and bought corn one time, then went and bought it again, and we froze it and so on. But I wouldn't have known about that corn, and it wasn't but about 5 miles from my home, if that person hadn't cared enough to call me and share with me that there was some available for me. And it got me to thinking about a passage in 2 Kings, and I've preached many sermons on this. I suspect that you have as well, and other people as well. It was a bad time in the nation of Israel. They were suffering greatly. They were inside the walls, and they were starving to death, so much so that two ladies compacted together to kill their babies so that they could sustain themselves. And they killed one of them, and then the other one wouldn't take their child's life. I tell that story. That's horrendous. That's awful. But that happens at times in the history of the world. And that's what happened in this passage in 2 Kings chapter 7. There was also four lepers in that place. And they had decided, you know what, we're going to starve to death here in the walls. So we're going to go out. The Syrians had them surrounded. That's why they were suffering. So we're going to go out and throw ourselves on the mercy of the Assyrians. They went out anticipating to do that. And, of course, they weren't allowed in. They weren't allowed out. They were in a bad way as lepers. And God intervened and caused the Assyrians to hear a noise, long story short. And they then come upon the camp of the Assyrians and found all of these goods, and they began to eat, and they began to enjoy and celebrate. And then there was gold and raiment, and so they began to haul it away and hide it. And then one of them said to the other one in verse 9, we do not well. This day is a day of good tidings, and we hold our peace. And the thought comes to me out of that passage, You know, we have the most precious treasure in the world. They had gold and silver, and it wasn't much, but it could maybe help those people inside the walls. More importantly, they had food. And so somebody decided, this is not right. We need to help those who don't have what we have. Boy, we in America, we're so blessed. We have so much wealth. Even in difficult climates economically, we have food in our bellies, we who are children of God. And we have the gospel, more importantly than anything, we have the gospel. We have received it by the grace of God. We're a part of the family of God. And there's somebody out there that needs it. There's some people in Myanmar that need it. And we dare not hold back. We do not well. These are good tidings. These men over there are taking the gospel all over Myanmar in hard times there. And we can help them, and we try to. And so it's just an encouragement for us not to be complacent, not to be greedy. We're so blessed. You know, we're so thankful for our blessings. But God didn't give us those blessings to hoard. He gave them to us to use for His glory. And so I just thought that would encourage somebody today to serve the Lord with all their heart and give to missions around the world.
Yeah, that's a great passage, Rick. It really is. Thank you for doing that excellent presentation of what that passage really means to all of us. Let me say to you listeners today that we do have a new ministry address. It's a virtual office in keeping with our ministry college. And if you would like to send some gifts in, you want to send some money in for the ministry in Myanmar, let me give you our address, get something ready to write it down with, and simply make it out to Padron Ministry, Dino Padron Ministry. It's all it needs to be, my name, D-I-N-O, then P-E-D-R-O-N-E, Dino Padron Ministry. The address, let me give it to you now. It's 433 Plaza, P-L-A-Z-A, Real, R-E-A-L, Suite 275. That's Padron Ministry, 433 Plaza Real, Suite 275, Boca Raton, Florida, 33432. So that's 433 Plaza Real, Suite 275, Boca Raton, Florida, 33432. And please send funds in this month for the ministry there in Myanmar. We set a certain goal every month. God has done it, accomplished it. Rick, help me out today getting that figured out. We have 6 years that we've been doing this, and it's all to the glory of God. And so we're so glad to be able to do that. Let me give you the address once again. It's Padron Ministry, 433 Plaza Real, Suite 275, Boca Raton, Florida, 33432. Don't forget to stay tuned with us on Monday through Friday as we study the Bible together. We've been having some guests come on, and we discuss Scripture on Fridays together, and then we do a series Monday through Thursday. It's a wonderful time of studying God's Word. Life change today is what we call it, and my friend, that's what we need in our life. We need life change. You've been listening today to Rick Ramsey, sharing with us the story about what is taking place in Myanmar as God has been raising up some wonderful ministry there for us to do, and we are very thankful to God for it. We are thankful to those of you that support it, and I want to say to you, we deeply appreciate it, and the pastors there are overwhelmed that we do this, and we heard about the three prayer requests encouraging the pastors, praying for the poor, and of course, praying for their protection while the coup is going on there. So thank you so much for listening in. Again, join us Monday through Friday, and again on Saturday for a Life Change Weekend. And we have the gospel in our hearts, my friend. That truly is a life-changing fact.
You have been listening to Life Change Weekend. Life Change is brought to you through the International Dino Padron Ministry, which includes radio, television, live stream programming, podcasts, literature, online education, the support of Indigenous ministries, and progressive approaches to help people grow their faith. To receive our complimentary monthly newsletter, send your postal or email address to dinopadrone@gmail.com or dinopadroneministries.org. That's dinopadrone@gmail.com or dinopadroneministries.org. Stay tuned to our weekday Bible study, Monday through Friday. Thank you for joining us, and we'll be with you next week on Life Change Weekend.